Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Somebody keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face? Let us do the dirty work for you. The Z Morning Zoo presents Dirty Work Wednesday.
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
This is Kristen.
Hey, Kristen. So Shaggy said you told them we had to pick you because this had to be done today and it was an emergency. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so what's going on?
My fiance is in the Dominican Republic right now, and I think he has a girl in his hotel room with him.
Gotcha. Okay, Shaggy, get the private jet. We're going to the DR. So, no, seriously, though. So let's get the details here. What is your fiance's name?
Thomas.
Okay, so Thomas is in the Dominican Republic. On vacation?
Well, it's his bachelor party.
Oh, okay, I got you. Okay, that makes sense. So he's down there for the bachelor party with his friends?
Yeah, he took the entire groomsmen party, which, by the way, includes my brother Danny.
Oh, okay. So you think he's got a stripper type thing going on? Is that it?
No, I think he brought a girl back to his room last night, and she stayed there.
Oh, boy. Okay, and... You know, crazy question here. How do you know this?
So they all left to go down there on Saturday. And my brother Danny, yeah, he's one of the groomsmen. So he went with them. And the whole time they've been there, I haven't called or texted because I wanted him to know that I trust him. I wasn't going to keep texting and stuff like be on your best behavior or anything because I want him to know I trust him.
Right, right. I got you. Plus, I mean, your brother is there, right? I mean, if any misbehaving goes on, I'm pretty sure he's going to let you know about it.
Well, that's sort of what happened. So the first few days, they just hung out at the resort. But I guess a couple nights ago, they went out to a club and met a bunch of girls, which, you know, I didn't care about because most of Thomas's friends are single.
Okay, okay. And your brother, too, right? Is your brother single?
Well, yeah, but he's gay, so.
Ah, okay. So the whole we hung out with a bunch of girls thing, that wouldn't really. Okay, all right, got it. So continue.
I guess last night, the guys went out to this steak dinner, and then they all went back to the hotel, and then they told Danny they were staying in, so he went to his room, but then in the middle of the night, they all left and went back to the club without him.
Oh, man, that's kind of rude. I mean, I get why they did it, though. I mean, I wonder if they felt the whole time your brother was like a babysitter or something. Maybe they just needed to cut loose.
Well, anyway, they all got back to the hotel really late. And they all have rooms on the same floor. And my brother said that they were super loud in the hallway and he could hear guys and girls talking. So they definitely brought girls back to the hotel.
Okay, but you said most of his friends are single, so...
Danny was texting me and he was like, do you want me to spy or anything? And I was like, maybe just go make sure Thomas is alone. So he walked by Thomas's room and he could hear a girl in his room.
Oh, boy. Okay. Now, did he mention specifically what he heard? Was it just, like, talking, or was it, like, loud moaning, or...
He said it was laughing, and then it would stop. Then a few minutes later, there was more laughing, and then it would stop again.
Okay. And what time was all of this?
It was, like, 3 in the morning.
Oh, boy. Okay. And now, is that 3 in the morning here or in the DR?
It's the same. 3 a.m. here is 3 a.m. there.
Oh, okay. And this all happened last night?
Yes.
Okay. So there's a very real possibility, like you said, that some girl may have spent the night there.
Yes.
Well, all right, so let's call him up, and then we'll see if we can figure this out. We used to do this thing where we call the room, and then we say, hey, this is the front desk. Because somebody asked for a hair dryer? Or actually, maybe what we should do, maybe we should call and say, this is the front desk. Can you please inform the lady in your room that her Uber arrived? If Uber is a thing in the Dominican Republic, if somebody's listening, can Google that for us. If you're listening, can you text us, let us know if they use Uber in the DR? Because if they do, I think we should totally try that. Instead, that would be way better. Okay, listen, Kristen, in the meantime, we need to talk to you while we go to break here, okay? We need to get the name of the hotel where they're staying at, and then I got to figure out how we call, because I don't know if we need to dial international for this or not. So we also learned, at least when you call resorts in Dominican Republic, no international dialing.
Oh.
That's kind of nice.
Gracias por llamar Embassy Suite Santo Domingo. ¿Hacia dónde transfiero su llamada?
Oh, buenos días.
Buenos días. ¿Qué
buenos,
tal?
Buenos días. Oh, boy. Okay. Hablo español, pero solamente un poco. ¿Es posible hablamos inglés?
Yes. It's my friend from the duty free, right?
Right. No. I'm actually looking for someone who's staying at your hotel. He's staying there, and I need to ring up to his room. Is that possible?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Can you give me the room number or maybe the last name?
Yeah, the last name. It's Thomas.
Okay. You speak the same like a friend I have.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not me, but I hope my Spanish...
What is the last name?
It's...
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, good morning. Is this Señor...
Yeah, it is.
Excellent. My name is Ramon. I'm calling from the front desk. Could you please inform the woman in your room that her Uber has arrived and it's waiting downstairs?
Hey, did you order an Uber? Nobody ordered an Uber here.
I see. Are you sure the young lady in your room did not order an Uber?
You said you didn't order an Uber? No, she didn't order one.
I see. Well, my mistake then, senor. I apologize.
Why the is there a woman in your room?
Oh, snap!
Thomas?
No.
Why the is there a woman in your room?
Who's this?
This is your fiance. Can you please tell me why there's a woman in your room?
Oh, boy. Okay. Kristen, I'm sure I already know the answer to this, but did you and Thomas have any kind of discussion about one last fling or anything like that?
Absolutely not. No last fling. I told him no strip clubs and be careful.
Well, it doesn't sound like he went to a strip clubs, you know. So what now then?
I have no idea. I'm literally shaking right now. I need to call my mother. Actually, no, you know what? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call his mother.
Yikes, that's not going to be a good look for him.
Honestly, I don't give a shit. He can answer her questions. I can't even speak to him right now.
Okay, listen, I'm going to put you on hold for a second. I need you to talk to Natalia just for a second, so don't hang up.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.